Zach is Kulam Paragalik Mishnah Dalad. Hashaychet Minat Stadim Shchitatuk Shir. Somebody who shechts the behemoth from the side of the neck instead of from the front of the neck like he should have. The shchita is still kasha bidi evit. Hamalek Minat Stadim Mili Kasa Psula. But if somebody does Malik on an oaf from the side of the neck, an oaf which is brought of the corpse Malika is done, that the Kohen cuts off the neck with his fingernail from the back of the neck, and if he cuts it from the side of the neck, the Malika is puzzled, even be the evidence. The Pasuk says me more orpo, that Malika has to be done from the back of the neck. Somebody who shechts a behema from the back of the neck, the shechita is puzzled, cannot eat the puzzle. The reason being is that the Iker shechita is to cut the simanim, the two simanim, the two pipes that you have to shecht, the windpipe and the pipe in which the food goes down. And when you cut from the back of the neck, the bone gets broken before you cut the simanim. So therefore, the animal becomes a trepa before you do the shechita. So you've shechted a trepa, so therefore the shechita is puzzled. But if you push back the pipe so that when you cut from the back of the neck, the pipes get cut first before the bone gets broken, in such a case, b'dieved, the shechita would be kosher, even though you shechted from the back of the neck. Hamolek mina oireth mili kasuk shir. Somebody who does malik on an oaf from the back of the neck, then the malika is kosher. This is even lechatchila, as the pasuk says, "Mi mor orpo lechatchila." You're supposed to do the malika from the back of the neck. Hashechei min atavor shchitas leksher. Somebody who shechts the behemoth from the front of the neck, the shchita is kosher. This is the lechatchila dik away to shecht the behemoth. Hamalek min atavor milikaso psula. But a coin that does malika on an oaf from the front of the neck, the malika is possible because, as we said, the pasuk says, "Mi mor orpo." Shakoa oirev kasher limalika. The koa tzavar kasher l'shchita. The entire back of the neck is kasher for malika. The malika could be done anywhere in the back of the neck. And the entire front of the neck is kasher for shchita. Nimsa kasher b'shchita pasul b'malika. It turns out that the place which is kasher to do shchita by is pasul to do malika by. You can't do malika on the front of the neck. Kasher b'malika pasul b'shchita. And the place which is kasher for malika, the back of the neck, is possible for shchita. If you shach from the back, the shchita is possible. Meseches Chulin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Kasher B'Torah, Impossible B'Bnei Yoina. Kasher B'Bnei Yoina, Possible B'Torah. There are two types of oifes that can be brought as a korban, a tor and a ben yona. And a tor is only kasher when it's gadol, when it's big, while a ben yona is only kasher when it's katan, when it's young. This we can infer from the fact that the Torah calls a yona a ben yona, meaning that it's katan, that it's young, while the Torah calls it a tor without calling it a ben tor, so therefore we can infer from there that a tor is only kasher when it's gadol. So therefore, what's kasher by a tor is puzzled by a ben yona. An older bird would only be kasher by a tor, but not by a yona. While what's kasher by a ben yona would be puzzled by a tor, a younger bird would be kasher by a ben yona, but if it was a tor, it would be puzzled to be brought as a korban. Tchilas hatziyah v'zeh u'v'zeh puzzle. When the tor and the ben yona start getting gold feathers around its neck, this is called tchilas hatziyah, when it starts turning gold. By both a tor and a ben yona, it would be possible to be brought to the korban at that stage, as that is an interim stage. It's no longer a katan, but it's not yet a gadol, so therefore both by a tor and a ben yona at that stage, it would be possible to be brought as a korban.